This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. I want to do a shout-out to Big Polly in the chat room. He came up with this and just threw this on me. I had talked about this earlier with tongue in cheek. I never would have believed this. It appears that President Barack Obama is one of many unlikely investors in the gun industry. I don't know why this is just coming to light, because all of these people have been involved in it for quite some time, because they're involved in funds. Now, I don't know who came up with this particular sentence, but this is one where they're really trying to mitigate the damage here. They're saying his stake is minuscule, worth no more than $30. I don't know how you invest $30 in anything in the stock market. If I were to go to the stock market with $30, they wouldn't let me in the door. So they're saying he only has $30 invested in. They're saying that he is among millions of Americans buying into gun companies, often unwittingly. You see, because you would never do it if you knew what was happening. Because mutual funds have increased such holdings to record levels, according to a Reuters analysis of institutional investment in firearms companies. That's because while oil and stocks like that have been tanking, which takes other stocks down with it, gun stock has been going up. And these mutual fund managers have a fiduciary responsibility to the people that invest with them to make money. That's why they're invested in them. So that's why they're in the publicly traded Smith & Wesson. That's why they're in the publicly traded Sturm & Ruger company. And such stocks are now common in retirement and college saving plans. The influx has helped both. It's helped them out by about 750% during the Obama presidency, and each now has a market value of about $1 billion. And that's probably because every time he opens his mouth, there's a run on guns. Now, Obama, his money, he has, they're saying between $50,000 and $100,000 in the Illinois pension plan. And from this is where they get this thing where they're saying the plan covers state employees, judges, and the General Assembly. Also holds shares in a small-cap mutual fund with a $9.5 million stake in Smith & Wesson. In addition to that, he has $100,000 invested in the nearly $16 billion state pension plan, which has about $5 million invested directly in several gun and ammo makers, but also, to a lesser extent, the other way around. So, the White House, of course, has declined to comment on his holdings in the Illinois General Assembly's pension plan, which he earned while serving in the state Senate. He's got between $50,000 and $100,000 in the plan. He didn't finish out his first and only term as a state senator. How much did he? How did he manage to get that much money in there? Anybody thinking to ask that question? Other indirect investors in firearms companies include advocates for gun regulation in the U.S. Congress, several parents of children who attended Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Fund managers are drawn to the stocks by surging sales. Buyers are arming themselves, analysts say, in response to mass shootings and calls for tougher gun laws. By the end of 2015, more than 150 mutual funds owned Smith & Wesson shares, up from 53 at the end of 2008, and nearly 130 held stock at Ruger, up from 52. He would have taken investors minimal due diligence to see massive profit potential in Ruger stock. When Obama was first elected, said Ruger Chief Executive Mike Pfeiffer. Shares hit a low of $4.50 Friday after the Tuesday election. The stock was changing hands today at $61.61. According to Pfeiffer, orders at every level of the distribution channel exploded the week of Obama's election and have continued to do so for months afterwards. Then there's the ammo makers. America's leading ammunition maker, Vista Outdoors, Inc., has drawn investments from 319 funds in its first year of public trading and now has a market value of $2.9 billion. Its bonds are owned by a who's who of U.S. investment and insurance companies like First Eagle Global Fund, Vanguard, Fidelity Advisor, Vanguard Total, Goldman Sachs, Fidelity Low Priced, and Touchstone. These investments can be very hard to identify within large funds, even with concerted effort. Eric Milgram, a corporate research analyst, whose two children were at Sandy Hook Elementary during the rampage, tried to purge his portfolio firearms holdings, but he gave up after a frustrating search through mutual stock fund lists, holding companies and subsidiaries. He said, "I'm disgusted with this industry. I don't want to be invested in it." But he added, "There are only so many hours in the day." Vanguard Group, the nation's largest fund company, said it's unrealistic to balance political sensibility with obligations to meet performance benchmarks. He says it would be exceedingly difficult, if not impossible, to fulfill these obligations while managing portfolios that reflect the social concerns of all our clients. Which basically means if it's making money, we're going to invest in it. That's all he's saying right there. If it's making money, I'm going to invest in it. Obama and his tiny stake are typical of most Americans with holdings in firearms investments. They're invested in funds that buy shares of the relatively small part of the firearms industry that is publicly traded. But collectively, their investments are a boon to the gun industry and amount to a sizable stake in major gun and ammo makers. For the gun safety advocates, you can tell Reuters is a gun controller themselves. For the gun safety advocates, the amounts are less important than the principle. Poe Murray, who put four children through Sandy Hook, has also struggled to determine whether her investments include firearms companies. She said, "It's a real surprise. You find out you could be invested directly in Smith & Wesson. I don't want to be invested in gun companies." Oh, well. Everybody wanted a global economy. You have it now. And for those of you that are gun grabbers, and you you may have a piece of the rock. Thank you. Obama was – which Senate was that 768? Was it U.S. or the Illinois State? Because he was in both, and he never finished out either one of the terms. So they're saying Obama was in the Senate for 768 days, and he's got a pension worth $50,000 to $100,000. Must be able to put more in there than besides your payroll deduction. Or better question, what does it pay to be a state senator in Illinois? Because here in South Carolina, I think being a state senator in South Carolina has a paycheck of $12,000 per year. Not really a whole bunch of money. So Obama owns gun stocks. A lot of people in Congress, former Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy. She held shares worth between $3,003 and $45,000 in at least three exchange-traded funds. All right. Oh, well. So much for that. Hypocrisy abounds. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Sometimes things come up, this signal of change. I like to change. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I heartily recommend it. Coming out of Russia, one of the things that's been bothering me about this Syrian refugee thing has been that they're going into places with a bunch of people that don't know anything about the world. They're not combatants. They're not anything like that. So they go there, and then they do something like they did in Cologne, Germany, where they assault every woman in the town, and none of them get arrested and none of them get stopped. Well, okay. Maybe that all has to do with geography, because in Murmansk, Russia, a group of 51 refugees was brutally assaulted outside of a nightclub after they groped and molested women at a nightclub this past Saturday night. They had previously been ordered to leave Norway for bad behavior, so they tried their luck in Russia. What they didn't realize is when they went out clubbing in Murmansk is that Russians have less tolerance when it comes to sexual assault on local women than other European countries. The refugees allegedly groped and harassed women in a similar manner as the assaults in Cologne on New Year's Eve. A group of male Russians took them aside to educate them that Cologne is 2,500 kilometers south of here. The refugees tried to flee but were quickly captured by the Russians. They then took them out to the street and gave them a beating they will remember. Police arrived to break up the fight, but locals reported that they too threw a few punches at the refugees before arresting 33 of them. 18 refugees were in such bad condition they had to be taken to the hospital. Police decided to let the beating slide and didn't file a report. The only thing they could confirm was that there was a mass brawl involving refugees. Now, normally, I would not sit around and say, you know, that's a good thing, but that was really a good thing. That was a good thing. I like that thing so much. That's so good. I just dig it. There are those that are not going to like that I like it, but that's okay. Coming out of San Bernardino, 2 months after the terrorist event there, one local official there is calling for county employees to be permitted to carry guns at work and have access to weapons at county facilities. First, it doesn't matter where this, first of all, it's happening in California, so that right there in and of itself is stunning. But it's stunning that it's a city official making this from anywhere. This is coming from First District Supervisor Robert Lovingood. It would have to be approved by the Board of Supervisors, but Longwood said it's time to make a strategic shift. Is it two people or is it... Okay. Plan has yet to be formally presented, though. Empowering the people to protect themselves is a good place to start, Lovingood said in an opinion piece for the Victorville Daily Press. Lovingood is one of the public faces in the aftermath of the San Bernardino attack, providing information to the public after two Islamic terrorists killed 14 people and wounded 22 others at a holiday park in the Inland Regional Center. He said, terror has arrived at our doorsteps, and we will and we can never be the same again. This was the first Board of Supervisors meeting after the attack. He has a three-pronged approach. Calling for county workers, especially those with military experience, to be voluntarily armed, advocating for a strategically located weapons cache, and encouraging the populace to apply for concealed weapons permits. Lovingood wrote, make no mistake, this is not a call for vigilantism. This is a call for self-defense under the law. Now, I like this proposal. This is a very good proposal. It's solid. There, of course, on the ground at San Bernardino, it is drawing mixed reactions. Anthony McCune, a land use technician with the county, said, I can see why that would be a really good idea, but I can also see why that would bother a lot of people for people to be armed here. And while Mr. Lovingood works to drum up support for the first 2 points of his plan, there's already plenty of movement on the last one because gun sales are spiking in San Bernardino. They have been since the December 2nd shootings, and so have applications for concealed carry permits. The county reported a nine-fold increase in applications in the month after the attack, according to the Desert Sun. Jody Miller, a public information officer with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, told FoxNews.com that more than 1,000 new applications have flooded in for concealed carry permits in the last 2 months. But the Sheriff's Department has had a tough time keeping up with the deluge of permit requests. Miller said the department was adding personnel to help alleviate the backlog of applications, but as of now, the wait is 12 months. Before the attack, the wait was about 3 months. Miller was asked if Sheriff John McMahon supported Loving Good's proposal. According to her, the Sheriff's Department supports any decision made by the Board of Supervisors. This is a stunning turn of events, especially in California. And they've got some decent ideas. I mean, the part about looking for the ex-military people, they're the ones that would be able to assimilate that quick with the weapon itself. Because if they're talking about an AR, let's be straight up and fair here. If they're talking about an AR, that's what they'd be describing, that somebody might be looking for somebody that might have some experience with it. It's an outstanding idea. I think it should be taken up everywhere. But you go, San Bernardino. You absolutely go. This guy here, though, Loving Good. Way to go. Robert Loving Good. I need to look him up. I come on late enough in the evening now to where he could come on the show. I need to look him up, Mr. Loving Good. Make a note of that one. Look up Loving Good. We'll be doing that. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the fact that, yes, the pro-gun movement is alive and well, and it's not only alive and well, but it's winning. And it's winning a little bit here and a little bit there, and these are big wins. They all equal big wins. That's a problem for the dying anti-gun movement. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
One thing that these political action committees have to remember is that they're only going to get something from a politician as long as there's something to be gained from it. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, if I can get it to, there we go. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo, a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Indeed. Now, right now, one of the things, there's a lot of people that are slamming Terry McAuliffe from the liberal side, from the gun control side right now, because he made this deal. They looked at Virginia as a petri dish. This is where they could prove, this is where they could make some bones here. Virginia is the home of Gun Owners of America, NRA. They have open carry, they have concealed carry, they have reciprocity with all of these states. This is where the Democrats were looking at this issue, at gun control, and they were trying to move voters, and they settled on Virginia as their guinea pig. So, first we had this election where they spent $2.2 million trying to buy one Senate seat, which that failed. Then they had a inconsequential executive action on guns from Clintonite Governor Terry McAuliffe. And then their experiments culminated in a very bold move, unilateral action from the Democratic Attorney General that broke the state's concealed carry reciprocity agreement And that would, this amounted to reciprocity agreements with 25 states. Then, on Friday, that action was undone by a deal between McAuliffe and Republicans. More embarrassingly for the gun control advocates, new details Friday, revealed that the McAuliffe Republican deal was a little more expansive than was first reported. Not only did the deal reverse the Democrats' unilateral action and restore all 25 of the reciprocity deals, it also mandated that Virginia recognize permits from all states and create reciprocity agreements with every state that wants one. Now, I still don't think they should have made this deal, okay? I don't think they should have caved to, I think they should have penalized McAuliffe heavily and made him look as bad as they could. And as for the rest of the people of, you know, Virginia, this is what you get when you elect somebody. But, you know, that's not what happened. So we'll take what we've got. This is a leap forward for gun rights activists. It also undermines the Democratic effort to present gun control as a winning issue in the state and nationally. Now, as a movement, gun control has never made much sense. It has faced one setback after another over many decades. You know, for everything that they get, they lose so many things. It is nonetheless carried on full steam ahead, and gun control activists believe that 2016 would be the year they finally turn things around, like 2013 was going to be the year. And that this belief is proving misplaced because the pollings are showing a very sharp turnaround in Americans' attitudes towards guns. And that's part and parcel of the other liberal policies out there, the open border policies, the soft on crime policies, the in New York, we're about to see an explosion of crime. One of the ways that Giuliani got rid of all the crime was to get rid of homelessness. He made moves on homelessness, made it illegal to be homeless and living on the street. Not so with de Blasio, and that's all going to come back here soon. It's all going to come back here soon. Now, up to the point of this turnaround, there were a lot of Americans that believed that guns were too easy to get. And up to this point, most Americans did want to ban so-called assault weapons. And the opposite is true now. And even a historic front-page New York Times anti-gun blathering editorial hasn't changed that. Today, now, most Americans are on board with concealed carry. If that's not enough, we're seeing record levels of gun sales across the country. The shift toward gun rights over the last several months has been historic. And gun control activists are doing their very best to ignore it. You got Hillary Clinton running on gun control. You got Barack Obama saying, in 2016, I'm going to have gun control. You got Bernie Sanders trying to outdo her on gun control. And, you know, hey... So they stuck their head in the sand. They decided to prove their case in Virginia. Steve Price in The Trace, an online magazine dedicated to expanding the coverage of guns in the United States. Read that to be another Bloomberg product, another rebranding. Touted gun controllers' push to have an impact on Virginia's midterm elections last year. In October, he wrote that four Virginia state Senate races to be decided next month are going to be used as a laboratory for an electoral experiment that will yield vital data on how gung-ho calls for gun safety affect voter turnout and preferences in a swing state. And gun control activists poured millions of dollars into the state Senate election effort to flip a single seat so they could regain control. And they spent several million dollars in two individual state Senate campaigns, one for a seat held by a Democrat, one by a Republican. Their goal was to prove that gun control placed in the center of a campaign could win elections again. Appearing on MSNBC the night before the election, Terry McAuliffe practically begged voters to flip just one seat so he could enact new gun control measures. And the results? Nothing. Nothing. Democrats held the Democratic seat. Republicans held the Republican seat. The balance of power didn't move one inch. One longtime Virginia Democratic operative analyzing the party's failure to flip the Republican seat wrote, "Definitely Bloomberg backlash. It was a massive blow to the gun control movement. The only thing they proved was that the conventional wisdom still holds true. Gun control doesn't move voters towards Democrats." In spite of that electoral failure, Virginia Democrats moved ahead in late 2015 With new gun control efforts, Califf led things off with an executive order that called for a number of committees and banned guns from certain executive branch buildings. His attorney general then eliminated the reciprocity concealed carry deals with 25 other states. This served to lift the spirits of the gun control activists temporarily. Now, none of this was done to combat crime because concealed carriers commit crimes at lower rates than the police do. The moves, the moves that come from an executive fiat flies directly in the face of an electoral mandate. But hey, the Virginians had their gun rights restricted, so for some activists, this was a win. Unfortunately, for those activists, Virginia did not approve. Republicans introduced the Universal Concealed Carry Reciprocity Bill, and it's possible they had enough support for it to override a McAuliffe veto. So the governor caved and actually broadened Virginians' gun rights. They will now have one of the most widely recognized permits in the country. The trade-offs, a voluntary system for background checks and private sales at gun shows, and a gun ban for those with permanent protective orders against them, which mirrors federal law. So, in other words, nothing. Nothing. Especially that last part. The gun control groups that have spent so much and ended up with so little have now gone nuclear on McAuliffe and the Virginia Democrats. McAuliffe doesn't care because he can't run for governor again. He was a lame duck the day he was sworn in. So that was it. This was going to be where they made their bones. This was going to be where they made their. This was going to be where they showed the electorate once and for all that this is the way you get votes and can change the way things go. We can take the guns. We can do it. We can show them we can do it here, Coach. Let's go. One big fail. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. This is the last time on the firing line as well for the week. This portion of the show faithfully brought to you by probably the, and I think this is probably true, G-Code has been my sponsor the longest of anybody you'll hear here on any given night. They've been with me from day one. So, no further ado, this part of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo, a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Big hat tip for what's coming up next to Rob Morris, the Slow Facts blog, Polite Society podcast. One of the things I do not understand, and it was highlighted in Iowa, because right now in Iowa, concealed carry and gun sales are soaring in Iowa. And yet somehow or other, Hillary Clinton got half of the Democratic vote. And I know somebody's going to vote Democratic. I know how that works. But for some reason, Bernie Sanders also split it, and she won by six coin tosses, like I believe that all six. There's a 1 in 64 chance that she would have gotten all six coin tosses, so yeah, I believe it. Sure. It's happening. Nonetheless, when you look at how many gun owners are being added every month, at an average, believe it or not, of about nearly a million. Now, they've gone out and they bought their guns, and, you know, they probably don't even know I exist, so they're not listening. But we need to get word to them, as we need to get word to everybody, because I can tell you right now that most gun owners are not active on the political scene. I can tell you that categorically. If you look at the gun rights organizations out there today, and it's not cost pro. Well, I don't want to say that. It, you know, most of these things you can join for $25 a year. So I'm going to go out there on a limb and say it's not cost prohibitive. Somebody else might think that's a lot of money, and that's all really relative. But it's $25 to be a member of just one of these, and altogether, when you look at the three most influential of them, 2AF, Gun Owners of America, NRA, you might have 6.5 million hardcore members. And I don't even know if it's that high because there's some people that are members of all three organizations. So that's out of 130-some-odd million people. So you can, there's a percentage of those that even, and even those, okay, those that join and then don't do anything, that's not helpful. So it's time for us as gun owners to be, as a body, we need to get political. Yes, every time the president opens his mouth, please go buy guns. Buy guns every day. Buy guns all day long. That's fine. But if a politician said that they were going to come and confiscate your water, would you be buying jugs of water? If a politician said that money was evil and they're going to come and take your money, would you go take your cash out of the bank? No, you would focus on the politician because he's obviously got some sort of mental issue. Really? I mean, that's what it boils down to. And you would work on getting him out of office so fast and so hard that they would want to leave the state. Now, you can tell that this is an election year. This is the season for politicians to attack honest gun owners because politicians need campaign cash. And special interests who want to disarm honest citizens are flush with dark money. Democrat politicians chased after these campaign donations like kids running to a cookie jar. They keep their part of the bargain. I've seen proposals to require gun owners to register as if they were sex offenders. There are proposals to require insurance before you can own a gun. There's proposals to outlaw all guns that load a bullet into the chamber after the gun fires. Gun sales soared, and the gun owners are wrong. You bought a gun because gun ownership was threatened. Great. That's stupendous. Now defend that right. Defend that right. When your gun gets dirty, you clean it. And we got to get our hands dirty in politics now. I can tell you this right now. I have covered politics exclusively before, and it is depressing. It is the most depressing thing you've ever seen. It seems almost insurmountable how much corruption and graft and all the other things you deal with. There would be many times when I was just doing my little show in Columbia, South Carolina, where I would deal with the South Carolinian politicians, just them, just the local guys. And I would feel like hanging myself at the nearest overpass. You're just so slimy. It is much more fun to buy a gun and say, well, if they come and try to take them, I'll have to fight them for them. Well, that's good. That's great to have that in as an option. But we can stop political oppression other ways. It's not going to happen by indulging ourselves buying guns. We need to fight politicians with political activism. Now, while you're out there thinking about the next gun purchase, think about registering to vote. Spend some of your money on political ammunition. And I'm not talking about giving it to a politician. I've never given money to a politician. Never going to give money to a politician. No. Spend some of your time. Your time, believe me, time is more expensive than money. But spend some of your time researching these people that want to be in charge of you some way or another. That want to govern you some way or another. They're talking in here how Rubio is being jammed down our throats. That's right. Rubio is being jammed down our throats. Right now, the media thinks that Donald Trump has done so much damage to him. Now it's Rubio and Cruz, and they don't want Cruz because Cruz is too conservative, so they want Rubio. I see all of these things saying that the Democrats fear Rubio the most, and I don't know how much of that is true or not true, but I don't like Rubio. Whenever anybody's out there pushing somebody on you, you really need to be looking at them hard. And this is where you start spending your time. You start spending your time doing a little research on these people. Keep going with that. Join the NRA. Join the NRA and get on that email list. Join the GOA and get on that email list. They'll let you know about the bills coming up and who the bad actors are. And then you'll know who to develop and aim your anger at. If you have the money, join them all. Join them all because each group brings something different to the table. The other thing that you have to do is start listening to these guys. Listen to what they're saying. My state senator has gotten out there before and said, the Second Amendment does not give you the right to carry what you want, when you want, wherever you want. No, you're right about that, Mr. Senator, sir. It doesn't give me anything, in fact. All it does is tell the government that you can't mess with it. That's all it does. That's all it does. Second Amendment, the right to self-defense, predates the Constitution, predates the Second Amendment, predates most of these politicians, without a doubt. So this is the time, we have this moment where we can wake up. We can fight politicians with political activism. And believe me, somebody who spends enough time looking at the details of the gun topic can get into general politics and slay them. You can slay them because there's so much stuff to absorb within the gun rights movement that when you get into the generalized politics part of it, that seems easy. That seems easy. So if you want to donate anything, by the way, and this is Rob Morse agrees with me on this one. Don't donate to a politician. Donate to John Lott. Donate to the Crime Prevention Research Center. Give them some money. Give them $5. Give them $10. Whatever you can afford. Give him some money because he's the one that keeps doing all of these things himself and putting all of this ammunition for us together so that we can throw it in their faces when they come across the hilltop. It can be done. It's quite surmountable, really. That is it for the week. We will rejoin on Monday. Till then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.